Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is the story of the church having a relationship with Jesus and being a house of prayer. You know, I was thinking about this morning when I was reading that scripture, and you know, you never know what the Holy Spirit will talk to you about, or Jesus will talk to you about a certain subject. And I've always read the scripture for many, many years, but for some reason today, the Lord gave me the title, which is that we need more than going to church. It's not about not going to church. I'm just putting an analogy here, that we are the church, that we, the church, has a relationship with Jesus. The church does not have a relationship with Jesus. Why are they in church? For what reason? For God? Who is that? There's so many gods. But the Bible says you cannot get to God unless you go through Jesus. So the church has a relationship with Jesus. Does that mean a building, an institution, or a college? No, it is we are the church. Each one of us have to have a relationship with Jesus. Why? Because he died for me. He died for you. He is God. He is equal with God, and he will come back one day. God will send him back. He's going to be here on the earth, and everybody's going to have to bow their knee to him. If you read the Bible and you read that before, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Everybody. And the second thing is he's calling us to have a relationship with him, and he gave us a way of communicating with him because we are a house of prayer. We are the people that pray. You don't have to go to church to pray. You can pray in your own house. It's between you and God. Isn't that enlightening? Well, this is where the story came from. Matthew 21. The disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they, in that time, Jesus told them that he was going to go to Jerusalem. He was going to die. But he had to ride on a donkey. And he sent them to go and get it. That's what they're talking about. So they put on their clothes. And they sat with him. And a great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them all in the way. In other words, they got the donkey. They put him on the donkey. They were going to Jerusalem. And they had a multitude of people waiting. I don't know how they knew he was coming. But they didn't know about him, and they know that he was healing people. And so as they were going by, people were, they had straw in their hand, and they were waving it in front, and you've seen the pictures. Okay. All right. So, and that followed, everyone that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that came in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he came into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. Everybody who was there said, "Who is this?" And the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus went into the temple of God and cast all of them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables and the money changers. He kicked them out of the church. He stopped them from selling things in the church, and the seats of them that sold doves, and he said unto them, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children were crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," Pharisees were very displeased and said to him, "How can you say these things?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have thou hast perfected praise?" They were complaining about the children crying and saying his name as the Messiah, God or whatever. And friends, we now in the New Testament are the house of prayer. The Bible says, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, God will answer. And he said, if any two or three are gathered in my name, whatever they ask, it shall be done. Why did Jesus teach us about prayer? Because that was the way he communicated with his Father. And he's asking us to do the same thing. He is our Father. Remember, God is God, and under him is Jesus, and under Jesus is the man, and under the man is the woman, and then the children. There's a hierarchy in heaven. And the angels is not part of this group of people, because angels are servants, and they know they're servants, and that's what they were made for. But human beings were made in the image of God. What does that mean? You have to go and read the Bible. But you will never understand the Bible unless you first start with the red words in the New Testament, because the Bible will not make any sense unless you know Jesus. You have to know him. So my dad told me, if you never read anything in the Bible, read the red word. And I'm telling everybody to do that now. Why? Because you cannot ask him for something if you don't really know him. It's like vanity. You have to know Jesus. That's why they said you have to confess with your mouth Jesus. You have to receive him in your heart. And then you have to confess that you know him. A lot of people say, I accepted Jesus 3 times already. Well, when are you going to get to know him? In order to know somebody, you have to spend time with him. You have to know what he thinks. You have to hear him when he talks, because he can talk. And that's what we need to do. And that's what this passage of scripture to me is what they're talking about. John 10:27-30 says, and I always love to share the scripture with new believers. My sheep, this is Jesus talking, hears my voice. That's number one. If you can hear Jesus' voice, he's not going to tell you to do anything bad. He's going to tell you about the Father. He's going to teach you how to live. He's going to give you direction. There's many, many names in the Bible about God, and the Jewish people have different names because it represents a different part of what God does for them. But the Father sent his Son so we could hear him. We could hear his voice. We can understand what he's saying because he knows us. He knows our sin. He knows what is to be human. And then he died for me. He died for you. My sheep hear my voice. That's number one. You can't hear his voice? You better get to that reading the red words until you understand what he's saying. And then he starts talking to you. It's going to tell you wonderful things. The first thing he ever told me is, my peace I give to you. Not like the world. My peace I give to you. Don't be dismayed and don't be afraid. And he gave me that word, only that word, for 3 years. And I lived on that word. I ate that word every day. And I'm so glad I did. When you get to know him, it says, I know them. He knows you. You cannot hide anything from him. He knows the good parts and the bad parts. He knows what you've been through and what you're going to be in the future. He knows you. And number three, they follow me. They stop looking at the world and they stop following Jesus. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, because I and my Father are one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you would like to know this Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want from me. But I know one thing. You are God, and every knee will bow. I know you died for my sin, because I hear it all the time. And now I know that you died for me personally. And Lord, I ask you to wash away all my sin. I ask you to come into my life. Give me direction. Show me. I want to hear your voice. I want to see you. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for saving me and taking away my sins. And because you forgave me, I will forgive anyone who hurt me, whether it's in the past, now, or in the future. I give them to you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank you, Lord, for saving me, healing me, restoring me, and giving me a new life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you let me know? I would love to send you something in either Facebook or whatever way you can. Amen and amen.